BBC News with Eileen McHugh. A leading US Democrat says Donald Trump should allow a fully independent inquiry into allegations of Russian meddling in the presidential election if he's got nothing to hide. Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi said this would remove all doubt about whether there had been a cover-up. A special prosecutor has been appointed, but Ms. Pelosi said she was worried about how much freedom he'd be given. US-led coalition aircraft operating over Syria have attacked a convoy carrying pro-government militia forces. The militiamen are said to have been moving towards a Tanf airbase on Syria's border with Iraq and Jordan. Elite US forces operate from the remote base in support of Syrian opposition fighters in the area. A senior UN official has sounded a warning about bombs hidden in laptop computers. Jean-Paul Laborde said it was a question of when, not if, terrorists will use them on aircraft. The Brazilian president, Michel Temer, who's facing a corruption investigation, has insisted he will not resign. In a TV broadcast, Mr. Temer also denied allegations that he authorized bribes to silence a witness on corruption. He became president of Brazil last year after his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, was impeached. A driver has ploughed into pedestrians in Times Square in New York, killing one person and injuring more than 20 others. Witnesses say his car sped up, mounted the pavement and finished up on two wheels. The EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, says a new office to oversee military training missions in three African countries, Somalia, Mali and the Central African Republic, could end up running in Brussels within days. 28 member states have given their approval. And the Football Association in England says it will introduce retrospective bans for any players who dive or feign injury during a match. The new rule will be applied across English football from next season, where there is clear evidence. BBC News.